Hi there! Welcome to Lighthouse Christian Fellowship. We are a soul-winning ministry who seeks to equip and disciple people to do the Great Commission. May this message breathe hope and life to your soul. If you haven't already, kindly share this to your family and friends on social media. Today's weekly message will be shared by Pastor Lathur Badoy. Be blessed!
Those joining us online right now, may the Lord bless you. And those who will watch or listen online as well in various platforms, may the Lord touch and bless your life today. We had a powerful time of worship and I love all the songs. Pero katong last song, katong The Battle Belongs to the Lord, was just super and powerful. And I'd like to encourage you, those are declarations of the words of Scripture. The battle belongs to the Lord. And remember, before Moses and the people of Israel crossed the Red Sea, they were surrounded. Mamassacre gyud sila tanan, slaughter gyud sila tanan by the mighty Egyptian army. But the Lord said, be still, chill mo, relax. The battle belongs to me. I will give you victory. Amen? Amen. And I like to say to you, kining 2024, as in any year, talang tuig, the battle belongs to God. This year can be your best year so far. Not because kuyaw ka, hawod ka, but because God is a powerful, gracious, and loving God. Do your part, okay? Do your part, but the Lord will fight for you. He will give you the victory. If you believe that, clap your hands to the Lord. Salamat, Lord. Salamat, God. Oh, we're excited, Lord. Salamat. I hope you're entering the year excited. I know there are things you can worry about. I mean, you know, if you read the news, the real news, you realize, you know, there are things that can shake us, shake the world. But we have a God who is bigger than politics, economics, or whatever. Kaya gayud niya kita hatagon ng kadaugan as we live to honor Him and please Him. Amen. All right, the message of the Lord today is entitled, Giving God Our Best Start. And that start is really actually an acronym. Okay, we want to do this because I believe it's going to be helpful. You know, as I was preparing for this weekend, I was thinking, Lord, do we really need to talk about it? Kasi parang ulit-ulit ng konti. No? There's a little bit of a repetition. And yet the Lord just remind me, you know, some things really are appropriate at certain seasons, and some things are really helpful at certain seasons. That's why corporations, for example, and organizations, at the end of the year, merong evaluation and planning for the next year, okay? Kasi helpful yon. Talagang maganda naman, before tamo ambak sunod tuig, kamalo taong sa'yo nahitabo, the good things, the bad things, so that we can be in a better position to conquer and do even better in the new year. Tama ba yan? Amen? So that's what we're going to do on our personal lives, our spiritual lives, our families, and all. Now, I want to acknowledge that in this teaching, I'm using a material from Jim Mooney, although I added so much and shaped it so that it can be appropriately used for our purposes, okay? So START is an acronym, every letter representing a word, okay, or a phrase, okay? So let's begin with the first, okay? S of the START is stop making excuses. Stop making excuses, okay? So, daghan gayod sa ato, appeal ko, including me, I make excuses for the things that are not good in my life. You know, gusto ko namang baguhin yan, pero ang hirap naman. You know, di madyan ganyan ang kasama. So, ang dami nating excuses. And kabalo ka, when we make excuses, we cannot change. We cannot improve. Amen? How can you change and improve something that is okay to you? Tama ba? If it's okay to you, then why do you need to change it? Dili ka mabother, dili ka concern because okay lang na siya kay hanimang yud ko, lisod man ang sitwasyon, etc. Okay? If we want to make a strong start this 2024, We have to stop making excuses for our failures. We have to stop blaming other people. We must stop seeing ourselves as mere victims of our circumstances. So tama na lang pagka-bright kaya nato nga ganto man pagpalaki sa akin, you know, gi-abuse man ako noon, nagtiwala man gud ako sa kita, niloko ako. You know, dami nating mga excuses. Dapat ngayon, erase natin yan. Amen? Dapat harapin natin, okay? Hindi ko man yun sinadya, you know, hindi man yun ang gusto kong mangyari. Dami nating excuses. Ngayon, okay, we will admit our failings. We will admit what's kulang. We will admit what needs to change. Other people can hurt us, other people can harm us, and other people can scar us, but the only person who can ruin your life is you. The only person that can do that is you. Nobody can ruin your life without your permission. You have a choice, and that is you can choose how you're going to respond to those hurts. Kasi marami sa atin, we're saying, well, you know, ano magawa ko? Kasi ito ang ginawa niya sa akin, ito ang nangyari, you know, beyond my control, victim lang ako. Alam niyo, kung ganyan ang ating, sa ating reasoning, walang pwedeng mabago sa buhay natin. Kasi you're saying, masama ito, hindi ito dapat ganito, pero beyond control man ito, hindi man ito pwedeng mabago kasi hindi ko man ito ginawa, etc. We just need to say, God, help me, Lord, and we are not victims. I like to encourage you, if you're a child of God, hindi ka talaga victim. Now, something happened, you were harmed, you were scarred, but you can rise up. Amen. The Bible says, God has given us the Holy Spirit, and God is working in us with that same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead, so that He can accomplish His great work in our lives. Pwede kang bumangon, pwede kang mabuhay ulit, pwede kang mabago kasi may power si Lord kumikilos sa iyong loob. Amen? Hindi tayo victim. Tell someone, hindi ka victim. Amen. But we need to admit some things need to change. Proverbs 28:13, a man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful. But if he confesses and forsakes them, he gets another chance. So kailangan po, aminin po natin. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, aminin natin. Okay? So wala na po tayong maraming mga blame mo si tatay, blame mo si nanay, blame mo asawa mo, blame mo business partner mo, blame mo boss mo, blame mo life group. Wag na lang po. Okay? Now, I'm not saying yung ginawa nilang mali, tama yun. Please, that's not the point. The point is not what they did that was wrong is right. No, no, no. What we're saying is, meron tayong parte. And yung parte natin, kahit maliit yun, pwede i-sustain tayo ni Lord, i-empower tayo ni Lord, so that pwede tayong bumangon after everything that happened, and we can still be victorious and blessed for the glory of God. Amen? Amen. Come on, palapakan natin si Lord. Thank you, God. Okay, letter T, so S is stop making excuses. T is take an inventory of your life. Take an inventory of your life. Alam niyo po, yung buhay po natin, magbabago siya kung meron tayong gagawin. Okay? So we need to take an inventory. By nature, things tend to deteriorate unless you do something to keep them in good condition. Tama ba? Halos lahat ng bagay, pag hindi mo na, iwanan mo yung bahay mo. After a while, marumi na yan, etc. You know, things just tend to deteriorate. Yung health mo, wag mong asikasuin, you can deteriorate. Okay, almost everything is like that. You and I need to take an inventory of our lives. That means we need to evaluate all our experiences. You need to take an inventory of your life's experiences and learn from them. So, importante po na titignan natin ang buhay natin para ma-direct natin sa magandang direksyon at ang Lord ay masunod kung saan man merong hindi maganda or hindi na-please si Lord. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you unless indeed you fail to meet the test? Say, examine myself. Okay, examine yourselves, sabi doon, no? Most of us, hindi natin ginagawa yan. Okay? Sadly, hindi lang masyado tinuturo yan. But it is important. In fact, it's common sense. Almost anything you want to improve, you examine and evaluate. Tama ba? Yung finances mo. Pag hindi mo minomonitor yan, before you know it, ubos na pala. Gasto ka pa ng gasto. Yung utang mo, sobrang dami na pala. Hindi utang ka pa ng utang, etc. So, we need to evaluate ourselves. Spiritually speaking, the Lord tells you and me to examine ourselves. Bakit? Because pwede naman talagang may sin na mag-grow. Sin can grow in our lives even though initially ayaw sana natin. Okay? Weakness lang natin pero lumaki na kasi pinabayaan natin. Okay? Wrong attitudes, mga bati na mga kinaiya, mga pamaagi can develop in our lives. And we will not be able to spot them if we're not taking the time to evaluate. Kadanghanan sa ato, we're too busy just with life and we have no time to examine. And yet, you cannot improve something if you don't know what is the real condition. Amen? Kaya nga, if you want to have a good health, sabi nila, mag-annual physical check-up ka. Annual check-up. Okay? If you're employed, some of us, libre man yan. Okay? But anyway, even if you have to spend, please do that. 1 Corinthians 11, 27 to 34 is a sobering passage. Medyo sobering siya, pero very helpful siya. Basahin natin. Verse 27, whoever therefore eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Context pala muna tayo, okay? This has to do, directly speaking, with the Lord's Supper, the Holy Communion. But in us, manggod, it's just an activity. For many of us in the modern church. But in the early church, yung essence nun, hindi nawala sa kanila yon. Ang Lord's Supper, ang pag-partake nila together has to do with their relationship with God, yes, but with their relationship with each other. It is a very relational activity. Okay? So, let's proceed. Verse 28. Let a person examine himself then and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. So yun yung word na examine, okay? For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body, eats and drinks judgment on himself. Bakit natin ginagawa ito? Because judgment is real. Real po ang judgment. Judgment will come in the future when Jesus Christ returns. But meron tinatawag na temporal judgment. Judgment here and now. Ginagawa ho ni Lord yan because He is a just and righteous God. Verse 30, that is why many of you are weak and ill and some have died. I want us to think about a little bit about that. Okay, sabi niya, hindi niyo ino-honor si Lord, hindi niyo ino-honor ang iba sa family ni God. Anong resulta? Yung iba sa inyo, masakitin kayo. Iba sa inyo, mahina kayo. Ang iba, patay na. Now, that is a very sobering statement. Kasi sinasabi doon, namatay sila, nagkasakit sila, mahina ang katawan nila, maraming health problems kasi ginajudge sila ni Lord. Kasi hindi nila ginajudge ang sarili nila. Okay, very important po ito. You know, God is a righteous and just God. We cannot just speak against other people, rebel against other people, sirain natin sila, magrebelde tayo, etc. I-chismis natin sa lang dito to. Tapos walang mangyari. Hindi. Meron nung mangyari. Because God is a just God. Protektahan ni Lord ang inosente at iyang ipunish ang guilty when we are sinning. So, very sobering po ito. But I hope we're getting the gist of this. Okay. Now, verse 31, but if we judge ourselves truly, we would not be judged. Okay? So, kung i-judge ito atong kaugalingon truly, kanang tinuray, dili tapaw lang, kunari lang, pero we judge ourselves truly, then dili ta i-judge ni Lord. During this prayer and fasting, you've heard me say, let's repent of the sins as God shows them to us. So, meron tayo January 5 to 25 prayer and fasting 21 days. These 21 days will be over soon. And when it's over, including the 3 nights of fire, you're left with you. The question is, what kind of you? The old you or the new you? And I pray that for many of us, it will be, in fact, all of us, it will be the new us. Yung hindi i-judge, in fact, i-bless ni Lord kasi happy si Lord sa nakikita niya sa ating buhay. Verse 32, but when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined so that we may not be condemned along with the world. So then, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. If anyone is hungry, let him eat at home so that when you come together, it will not be for judgment. So nagbigay si Apostle Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit ng guidelines and instructions para hindi tayo makondemn. Okay? So I pray that we will do that by the grace of God. Amen? Amen. All right. Let's go to the last passage for this part, Haggai 1, 2 to 11. Thus says the Lord of hosts, these people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord. Because by that time, your house of the Lord destroyed na. The Lord allowed the Babylonian army to attack and destroy the temple in Jerusalem, the palace of the king, the houses of the people, and then deport to nations of the world yung mga tao doon. So by this time, wala nang temple, and ang mga tao bumalik na under the edict given by King Cyrus of Persia. Nasa Israel na sila, pero wala silang pakialam sa temple ni Lord. So, sabi ni Lord, these people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord. Then the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet. Is it a time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies in ruins? Imagine mo, paneled houses sila. You know, if you go to a normal house, walang paneling yun. Yung mga houses na magaganda, paneled yun. Social. Wow, ganda-ganda, no? Yung mga five-star hotels and others, at least of the older, traditional designs, paneled yan, okay? While the house of God lies in ruins, ang ganda-ganda ng bahay niyo. Tapos ang temple ni Lord, sira. Okay? Verse 5. Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Evaluate your lives. I-check niyo ang mga buhay niyo. Okay? You have sown much and harvested little. You eat but never have enough. You drink but you never have your fill. You clothe yourselves but no one is warm. And he who earns wages does so to put them into a bag with holes. Yan po yung sabi ko na temporal judgment. God, because He is righteous, is judging us all the time. And all the time meaning it's active. Okay? Kaya, anong ginagawa niyo? Kumakain kayo, gutom pa rin. Nagtanim kayo, konti lang ang harvest. Okay? Tapos, you know, ang mga damit niyo, hindi pa rin enough. Malamig pa rin kasi malamig sa kanila. The weather nila. And then you earn wages, pero paglagay niyo sa inyong mga pitaka, parang butas na pitaka, nawawala lang din. Okay? Matingala ka, dagang kaunta kwarta, pero wala lagi yung mabilin. Wala lagi yung mabilin. So those are ways that God is speaking to us, okay? To show us, to call our attention, okay? Kaya po, when you're in pain, okay, please reflect. When there are negative things, please reflect. Okay? C.S. Lewis said, God whispers to us in our pleasure, God shouts to us in our pain. When you are in pain, listen, baka may gustong sinasabi si Lord. Baka meron siyang gina-point out. Verse 7, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the hills and bring wood and build the house, that I may take pleasure in it and that I may be glorified, says the Lord. You looked for much and behold, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why, declares the Lord of hosts, because of my house that lies in ruins, while each one of you busies himself with his own house. Therefore, the heavens above had withheld the dew, and the earth has withheld its produce. And I have called for a drought on the land and the hills, on the grain, the new wine, the oil, and on what the ground brings forth, on man and beast, and on all their labors. Alam niyo po, when God judges, He uses natural means most of the time. Okay, so sa Old Testament, when God judges the nation of Israel, God allows an invading army. In this case, sometimes, and in this case, God allows drought. Hindi umuulan. Okay? Nagkaka-El Nino, kumbaga. No? Tapos, walang produce ang ground. No? Etc. So, sobering ito na statements, but I want us to to realize that. Because somebody may be saying, bakit kahit anong start ko ng negosyo, palpak lahat? Bakit sa trabaho, hindi talaga ako ma-regular. Hanggang 6 months lang ako. Bakit sa ministry, kahit na anong try ko, parang wala mang mangyari. Etc. Kasi baka meron pong mga bagay. Please, I'm not talking to put you down. Kasi ako din po, may mga kahinaan at kasalanan din po ako. Na gusto ko ring mabago. But what I'm saying is, let's examine our ways. For example, okay, recently we were processing someone or helping someone na marami siyang financial problems. And then it turns out, hindi siya nagta-tithes. Okay? Now, no condemnation, but the Bible says, if you don't give to the Lord what belongs to Him, you're a thief. And if you're a thief, there's no blessing for you. There's no protection on what you have. Lahat ng dadaan sa iyo, mawawala lang lahat yan. Okay? So, sana po ayusin natin. Some of you are saying, bakit kulang, bakit kuhan? Maybe yung mga utang mo, hindi mo binabayaran. You're unrighteous financially. Hey, how can God bless you? You know, God in His mercy does not want to bless us kung merong mga serious issues of compromise or wrong. Bakit? Kasi pag i-bless tayo ni Lord, na meron tayong mga serious issues of compromise and wrong, ano ang isip natin? Ano ang evaluation natin? Well, I must be okay to God because God is blessing me. Basi ako itong mga salaan ako, gamay naman good siguro po. Okay, left and right, grabe ang pabor ni Lord, bless man ko. I must be okay with God. We make the wrong conclusion and God says, I love you enough to not allow you to think, okay ka? Okay? So I will withhold the blessing until ayusin mo yung mga mali. Do we get it? Amen? So, importante lang po, inventory lang po tayo. Please. And when you find something wrong, you don't have to punish yourself or what. But you just have to seriously realize, okay, Lord, I'm sorry, God. You know, we're not punishing you. You don't need to do that. You don't need to shame yourself, but you need to admit it and do something to correct what's wrong. Amen? And when we do that, God will help us and God will bless us. Amen? Palapakan natin si Lord sandali. Thank you, God. All right. So, stop making excuses. D, take an inventory of your life. A, act to advance. Act to advance. Say act. Okay, so action is very important. Alam niyo po, in the way God has made things in terms of how they progress, meron ho tayong always parte. We always have a participation. May partnership tayo kay Lord. And so God wants you and me to act para mag-abante po yung buhay natin. Okay? James 2:26. For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. Okay? So yung katawan ng tao na walay spirito, patay. O sa'yo mabuhat sa patay, wala. O sa'yo ma-enjoy sa patay, wala. Patay man. Okay? Ang atong pagtuo, our faith, without works is also dead. It cannot accomplish anything. So yung works po natin are very important. We are saved by grace through faith. Thank you, Lord. But in the Christian life, we advance. In the ministry, we advance still by grace through faith, but with works. Amen? Kailangan po natin kumilos. And I've said it sometimes in the past already, that sometimes the best answer to your prayer is you. Ikaw. Na imong giampo, imo pong aksyonan, para naay mahitabo. Amen? I remember some time ago, I needed a job. Dili ko pastor at that time. And so what I did, moato ko sa city, wala mo ko'y kwarta. At ako City Hall, sa Sangguniang, sa taas naman ay library diha. Before, many, many years ago, utana kong Daily Mirror, Sun Star, mangita kong mga job openings dito. Mata kong mga UM, and then Ateneo, kaya naman yung mga job postings diha, di ba? Mangita silang mga trabaho. At ako kanang tabok sa Davao Christian High School, Chinese High School, na i-building niya, nag-post sila. And I would look for job openings. And then I would make application. Not just one, but 3-5 applications. Sabay-sabay, etc. Okay? Because, alakan mo kita, aray kong trabaho, Lord. Tapos sige lang, nagtulog-tulog. Chika-chika. Usa ako ni mo pagkablas, ula kay ginabuhat. Amen? Patay ang imong pagtuo. Why maitabo? Sorry na lang. Mainggit ka na lang sa iba. Mainis ka na lang bakit walang nabago, pero ikaw din ang may kasalanan. So kung pwede, action tayo. Tell someone, action tayo! Amen. James 1:25, but the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. Okay? So merong mga hearer lang na kinakalimutan lang nila, may mga doer na umaaksyon, at sila ay mabless sa kanilang mga ginagawa. Okay? They are doers. They are people who act. They are blessed in their doing. They're not blessed in their believing. They're blessed in their doing. Okay? So kung pwede may gawin po tayo. Gusto mo mag-grow ang ministry mo ngayong taon? Ah, hindi pwede na hindi ka nag-follow up. Hindi pwede pag life group, hindi ka nag-prepare. Yagaw permanente. Pag worship, wala yung song sheet. Pag abot sa word, wala ka nag-study. Or even if you studied, you did not pray and there's a lack of anointing. Dili man complicated ang ministry. Pero importante lang, you have to do what you need to do so it will be successful. Amen? You just need to say, okay, I will pray, I will prepare, I will follow up. Do it and the Lord will bless you. Amen? And then of course, when you act in faith. No? Salig sa Ginoo. You have to launch into new territory. The Lord will help you and there will be blessing as you act in faith. Matthew 9:22. According to your faith, it will be done to you. Can you tell someone, according to your faith, it will be done to you. Okay, very important po ito. You know why? Because what that verse tells us is, kung anong ini-expect mo, assuming ginagawa mo ang parte mo, most likely, yun ang mangyayari sa'yo. In the grace and mercy and power of God, kung ano yung ini-expect mo while you do your part, yun ang ibibigay ni Lord sa'yo. Ang tanong, ano ang ini-expect mo? Wala. Kaya wala-walang nangyari. Kaya pala walang nangyari. Wala kang goal, wala kang expectation. Kaloy ako, Ginoo. Lord, gulong ng palad, ang buhay ay gulong ng palad, napakasakit, Kuya Eddie, ang sinapit ng aking buhay, napakasakit. Ay, kaya wala kang plano, wala kang dream, hindi ka nagpipray, wala kang faith, okay? But what you expect in life is what God will give you. I don't know kung accurate ba yung observation ko, pero di na may mga bata paglalapit sa daddy, sa mami, sa lolo, lola, tapos hihingi, nabibigyan sila. Because in their simple minds, they believe that their lolo, their lola, their daddy, their mommy will give to them. According to their faith, they are receiving. Okay? So sana meron tayong ganong klaseng pagtitiwala kay Lord. Okay? Tell someone, act in faith. Amen. Alright. Ang importante din po is we learn from our failures. Okay? We learn from our failures. The secret of success, can we show the slide, real success is built on failure. Failure is the way to become a success. Okay? So some of us, yung faith natin, dati mataas pa, now it's very low. Puno na tayo ng duda kasi sa ating pagka-bright, ina-analyze natin lahat. And we're saying, well, gitry ko ba niya noon? Ginawa ko yun noon? Nag-first fruit din ako noon? Nag-fasin? Wala man nangyari. So now we're saying, hindi na ako masyado aasa. Hindi na ako masyado aasa. But this is good to remind us that when you fail, huwag mo masyadong ipersonal. Huwag masyadong damdamin. learn from your failures, but move on and keep believing in God. Padayon og salig sa Ginoo, regardless of the pain, the hurt, the shame maybe, na shame, okay? But keep learning, okay? Learn from the past, act in faith for the future, okay? So believe God. And then stop worrying about what others say or think. Sometimes, dili ta kayo mag-move on, mag-dare, mag-risk. Kay mahadlok ta usay isulti sa uban, labi na kung dili nato ma-reach ang atong goal. Gideclare na nato, pero maragwala na hitabo. But the Lord is saying, no, do not be a people pleaser. Can you please tell someone, do not be a people pleaser? Okay? Proverbs 29:25, fear of man is a dangerous trap, but to trust in God means safety. Trap na kung pamsige kang maminaw sa uban. Okay? Salig sa Ginoo, move on. Amen? Trust God and move on. Tell someone, trust God and move on. Amen. All right, so S, start making excuses. T, take an inventory of your life. A, act to advance. R is renew. Say renew. Okay, so natay dapat ibaguon, i-renew. Okay, first is renew your mind. Bago nato the way we think, our perspective, our values, our approach to life. We need to renew our thoughts if you want to change our lives. If you want to have a strong start this 2024, you need to rethink the way you think. You need to change your mind about a number of issues. Very important po ito, okay? So let me say it. I've said it before. Let me say it again. The number one most important habit of a person for success is reading the Bible. I can tell you, reading the Bible. Okay, in fact, let me give you a little bit of history. The first, I did not plan to, but let me just, for those who want it practical, okay? The first true American billionaire, okay, is a man named John D. Rockefeller. Alam mo saan siya unang yumaman, okay? Napapasa siya ng Bible, Genesis chapter 10, yung story ng Tower of Babel, etc. Nakinig doon, may tar, may mortar. So sabi niya, kung may tar, may mortar, according to science, may oil. So, he applied for license sa Saudi Arabia government, and eventually he built an oil company which became Saudi Aramco, one of the biggest oil companies in the world. Doon nag-start ni Bulusok, at least some of the areas of wealth niya, yung kanyang pagkayaman. Saan niya nakuha yung idea? Sa Bible, okay? I tell you, read the Bible, okay? Not just to become wealthy, read the Bible because it has the wisdom of God, it has the knowledge of God. Yun po ang importante. Tell someone, read the Bible. Sa kabila, tanayin mo siya, nagbabasa ka ba ng Bible? Okay, hindi nagbabasa ng Bible. Yan, ha? Okay, Proverbs 4:23, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. So, careful ta because our lives are shaped by our thoughts. Kung imong mind, pil dito nagkukuha, lagi mahitabo, etc. Yun na, mangyari sa'yo. If you feel, kaya ko ito, laban lang! Then, saka na po ng imong kinabuhi. Amen. The way you think determines the way you feel. And the way you feel determines the way you act. If you want to change your actions, just change the way you think. And it will inevitably change the way you act. Amen? If you think depressed thoughts, mahimong depressed ka. If you think defeatist thoughts, wala lang pag-asa, talunan talaga ako, trying hard na talunan, nakakahiya, ayaw talaga ang mangyari. Okay, so you have to believe positive things. Romans 12:2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Okay? By the renewing of your mind. And of course, in the context of that passage, the renewing of the mind is the will of God, which is contained in the Word of God. By the way, ngayong prayer and fasting season, do not just pray and play MP3 song, music, whatever. Read the Bible. Read the Bible. Read a lot of the Bible. In fact, sa aking case, and maybe it's not ideal, yun talaga na halos naubos ang time ko. I still pray, and I still pray a lot. Pero yung reading the Bible, yun ang naging emphasis ko. Okay? So we need to renew our thoughts, and we need to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Okay? If I have to refocus my thoughts to have a strong start this 2024, that means I have to stop thinking some old patterns. Okay? And then you have to let go and get rid of those painful, hurtful memories of shame and guilt and other things. Okay? So, kung tayo nahitabo, 2023, 2022, even earlier, ayaw na that as a 2024. Kung na yung mga shameful things, painful things, negative things, ayaw na that into the future. Okay? You have to let go. Kanaan kumakanta ka ron, let it go. Let it go. Okay. Okay. But anyway, you have to let go. Ibili na na. And how do you let go? How you let go by renewing your mind. Replacement method. Okay. Kasi kung sabi, hindi ako talonan, hindi ako kuhan, kahit inabuso ako, okay lang ako. You know, mas maganda, ibasahin mo yung Bible. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am pure in Christ. The old is gone, the new has come. Yun ang powerful. Pwedeng baguhin ang buhay mo. Okay? Focus on God's Word. Focus as a Word ni Lord. Psalm 1:1, happy are those who are always meditating on God's Word. They're like trees along a river that do not dry up. They succeed in everything they do. Everything they do. Nga no, because di man sila tira chamba. When you don't have the mind of God, tira chamba, yun. Mora sa, sometimes I tell people, parang building ba, pag-build mo ng isang building, dagan man kag mga mali, so, i-tear down na po ni mo, okay, tapos dugangan na po ni mo. So, a building cannot go up because you're always tearing down and rebuilding. How about just really seeking God and really asking the Lord and examining the scriptures so that you will know what God wants? Meditating on God's Word simply means rehearsing God's Word in our minds. Meditating means I think of it and what it really means in my life over and over. I consider it and consider its implications for my life. As we fill our mind with God's Word, our minds begin to change. We stop seeing ourselves as other people see us or as we have seen ourselves, and we begin to see ourselves as God does. That's where the change takes place. That's the power to start strong this year, 2024. You know, how we wish everyone believes in us, no? How we wish ang tanang tao na ipagsalig sa atoa, dako ilang pagsalig sa atoa, tiwala nila na kaya natin, supportive sila. But the reality is, hindi ganon. And even in my life, through the years, I have to tell myself, well, they treat me as if wala kayo mabuhat. They treat me as if palpak ko. But I know my worth in the Lord. I know that God will bless me. I know that there's favor from God in my life. So, i-disregard ko yung kanilang pagtatas sa akin. Ibig na malain ko, magluod ko. Sige lang, di man siya follower ni God or for whatever reason, na kasi kalain sa ako, ah, i-disregard ko yun. I will tell myself, I do not believe it. I believe I'm worthwhile. I believe I can accomplish something. I believe I can do good things. I believe the favor of God is in my life. And therefore, I will move on and I will succeed. Amen? But how can you do that kung wala kay bala? Wala kay bala sa word ni Lord. Kung wala kay bala sa word ni Lord, at tanang mga lies, kanang mga false ideas, dawato lang na nimo. Okay? But if you have the Word of God strong in your heart, kayang-kaya mong lumaban. Amen? By the grace of God. Amen? Palapakan natin si Lord. Thank you, God. Okay, renew your mind. Ganina, now renew your first love to God. Ibalik na to atong first love sa Ginoo. Making God the most important person in our lives. Alam mo, ang standard ni Lord sa atin is first love. Hindi lang religion, going to church, etc. Unahin si Lord in love kay Lord. Revelation 2, 4, and 5. But I have this against you. This is the Lord speaking to His people, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. Ngayong prayer and fasting, isik natin yan. Sa nights of fire, this year, let's renew our love for God, our first love. And then reform your habits and ways. Ayusin natin. Alam mo, ang marami sa atin, marami tayong wrong habits, ungodly habits. Sa pananalita, sa gawa, sa priorities, marami. Kaya always, parang gusto tayo i-bless ni Lord, pero dili ta blessable ba? Masangit ta permanente, mabira ta pababa. Okay, Revelation 3:15 to 19. I know your works. This is again Jesus speaking to his people. You are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my iluwa tamo. Verse 17, for you say, I am rich, I have prospered, I need nothing, not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich, and white garments, so that you may clothe yourself, and the shame of your nakedness may not be seen, and salve to anoint your eyes, so that you may not see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline, so be zealous and repent. So, disciplina ta ni Lord, this is come to God. You know, some people say, gina-condemn ko ni Lord. Wala ka gina-condemn ni Lord. Pero kinatabahan ka ni Lord na baguhon ni mo ang kinabuhi para pwede ka niya bless o pwede ka niya gamiton. Amen? Amen. Papaka na to si Lord kadali. Thank you, Lord. Can we have the musicians here? Okay, the last is letter T. Okay, S-C-A-R-T. T is trust. Okay, trust. Sa pagsalig. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. Okay, kining 2024, let's trust in the Lord. Okay, trust na kang Ginoo. Salig ta. Expect for good things. I tell you, this year, I tell you, literally, this can be your best year so far. Okay? I have a little bit of a faith, so I will tell it, okay? In my life, I believe, I've said it in previous years, I believe this year will be the best year for me so far. Not because of me, but because of God. But also because I will seek to do my part by the grace of God. So, salig ta sa Ginoo that He will bless us. Trust God to help us succeed. Depend on Him. We shouldn't depend on ourselves. We've already proven that we can do it on our own. That's why we fail. Instead, we should depend on God. Salig ta sa Ginoo. Zechariah 4:6, you will not succeed by your own strength or power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Okay, so salig ta sa Ginoo. Salig ta sa Ginoo na giyahan ta niya. Salig ta sa Ginoo nga tabangan ta niya. Di ta niya biyaan. Salig ta sa Ginoo. Okay, but not just that. Trust your pastors. Trust your life group leaders. Trust other godly and maturing people who care for you. You see, the way God touches our lives is so many times not directly. Many times directly. Of course, please, I'm not saying that's not true. All I'm saying, many times, He really uses people. Gusto ka ni Lord, hatagan ng kwarta. Di man nagalakaw kakalita lang na yung mahulog na kwarta sa langit. Whatever, pagkaon. Na yung mahulog ka dyan, libi, sa yung matubangan. God uses people. God uses means. Okay? So, your pastors, trust us. We love you. We care for you. We want to do our very best for you. Okay, trust your life group leaders. Trust godly and maturing people who care for you. Trust your parents. Trust your parents. Even if they're not Christian, they really have the best for you. And by the way, because they are parents, God gives them discernment to help you. Okay, ginahatagan sa Ginoo discernment para matabangan kanila. Listen to them, okay, and respect them. And be open to them, okay? Trust God and He will bless you. Trust the people that God has placed in your life. Will you have a strong start this 2024? Yes, if you do your part. Stop making excuses. Take an inventory of your life. Act to advance. Renew and trust. Gawin po natin ito by the grace of God. And the Lord, by His power and mercy, will bless us. The battle belongs to the Lord. I tell you, God is so concerned to bless you so that you can be a blessing. Importante, give God a reason to bless you. Do your part, okay? But the power of God will be there. The power of God will be there. I tell you, tabangan ka sa Ginoo. And may it be at the end of the year, you did your part. God always does His part. You can say, hallelujah! 2024, best year so far. Glory to God. Salamat, Ginoo. Hallelujah. So, let's do our part by the grace of God. Come on, pakpakan nato si Lord. Thank you, God. Let's all stand. And those joining us online, you can also pray with us. Please pray with us. Can you raise your hands? Can you close your eyes? Let's pray to the Lord right now. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this beautiful, beautiful time. You are working in our lives. You're preparing us for what can be our best year so far. God, it is not about us. It's about you. And whatever blessing that comes, we will honor you. We'll use it to advance the gospel. We will serve you, Lord God. So, Lord, we pray today, help us, Lord, to do our part. Right now, can we all respond to the Word of God? Respond to the Word of God. Yung mga sinabi natin about to start, begin to pray right now about what the Lord spoke to you. Lord, sorry, God, that, Lord, grabe kun ko magrason. But now I say I will stop making excuses, Lord. Dili na ko bright kayo magrason Ginoo, mga alibi, excuses, rationalizations. Lord, I will stop them. I will, Lord God, admit my wrong and change. Lord, I will take an inventory of my life. Evaluate na ko, Lord. Ako kinaboy, ako ministry, ako family, ako health, ako finances. Help me, Lord. And Lord, I will act to advance. Come on, pray to the Lord. Whatever God spoke to you, pray to the Lord. Lord, I will act to advance. Na ako'y buhaton, Lord. Di ko maglingkod-lingkod, tulog-tulog lang. I will act to advance. Lord, I will renew my mind by meditating on your word. I will renew my first love for you. I will renew my wrong habits. Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I will trust you. And I will trust, Lord God. Lord, the leaders, the pastors you've given me, oh God. Lord, I surrender to you the year. And I thank you, God. I'm excited, Lord, that this year, as Lord, we partner together, God and me. Lord, I can glorify you and great things can happen. Salamat, Lord. Salamat, Lord. Today, I want to talk to those who have not yet surrendered their lives to God, even those joining us online. Kung iyo pa yung nagawa, why don't you give your life to the Lord? Just tell the Lord today, God, I know I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. I need you. Kailangan kita, Panginoon. Makasalanan po ako. I'm rebellious. I'm selfish. Lord, I'm sorry. And Lord, I surrender my life to you today. I surrender my life to you, God. Forgive me, Lord. Change me, Lord God. Lord, I pray right now. Come to me. Tabangi ko, Ginoo. Pasailua ko, Diyos. Lord, akong gitugin, akong kinabuhi sa mo. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, have your way. Jesus, come and take over. Come on, surrender your life to God. And when you do, God forgives your sins. He makes you His child. He gives you a brand new beginning. He gives you a brand new life. Lord, salamat. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you for listening to this episode. We hope you are blessed, changed, and encouraged. If you enjoy this podcast, please share and click the notification bell so you will be notified for every new upload. Lighthouse Christian Fellowship can now be your home church no matter where you live. Head over to our Facebook page or YouTube channel and stay connected online. God bless you. Until next time.